To our special meeting, June 27th. And this meeting is now called to order. Will you all please stand and we will salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, I'd now like to have a motion to either amend the agenda or approve as presented.
I would like to make a motion to amend the agenda to include approval of the contract of the superintendent.
Okay.
Could you repeat it so we on Zoom can hear?
Yeah. It was a motion to amend the agenda to include the approval of the, would you word it again, please, Laura?
Contract of the superintendent. Okay.
To approve the contract of the superintendent.
Okay.
So, once you guys decide if you're going to do that, then we'll put it in business.
Yeah.
Because you guys have all seen it, right? You've been sharing it.
So we put that as B under business?
I would say that's probably a good idea.
Okay, the motion's been made to amend the agenda to include the approval of the contract of the superintendent. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you. Discussion?
I just want to say that I think before we can do any kind of business, especially the oath of office, and pass these resolutions, we do need to have a contract, an employer-employee relationship.
So are you saying you want to put it up higher than?
No, it's fine where it's at, but
It should be A.
Yeah, that's fine. I kind of was thinking
okay.
The same thing. That's fine.
I'll move that up to A.
So let's do it under. We'll put the action under word business up above the oath.
Right. Yeah. A. Oath of office will be B.
Yes. That's.
Did you get that, Susie and Alan?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to have to be as shared with the board because I don't have that
okay.
Live action to put up on the board.
Do
I'm
we
so sorry.
Have a signed contract?
Not a signed one, but Janice sent out contracts, copies.
We have a negotiated draft contract.
Yeah, yeah.
We probably shouldn't.
Well, it's a board, Gene Sherritt negotiated contract.
Yes, yeah. and then consultation with future Superintendent Myers.
Yeah.
Yep. And so.
So we do not have a copy of a signed contract to share with the board?
Not a signed contract. That was going to be signed tonight.
Okay. Well, then I would move to table this board meeting because we do not have a signed contract between the superintendent and ourselves. And in talking with the legal counsel, Boston's legal counsel, you do have to have a contract before you admit the oath of office and allow these resolutions to go forward and get passed. We need an employer relationship.
Okay, do you want to sit tight while we get that put together?
We can get
do you
that
want
signed right away.
So that would mean getting a copy of the draft contract available?
I thought it was not
drafted.
Did
draft you not
anymore.
Get one sent?
I'm still working off Janice's sent that was sent. It does include the, I think it reflects the amendments that we added to it.
We can burn a copy of the contract we have here and give it to the board members to review.
Well, she's saying that we need to have the have it signed first.
Well, I think they're saying they'd like to see it.
Okay,
is that
point of order? You do have a motion on the floor about adding the item to the agenda.
Well, let's get it sorted out. Where we're going to add it first,
still
and
discussing.
What we're doing. I think that's a good idea to have it straight before we move forward on doing motions right now.
And is it? I mean, you have to take either. If there's no discussion, you have to take a vote on adding that item to the agenda.
We're discussing, so we're trying to figure that out right now.
That's what's going on.
Because if we add it to the agenda, but yet it's not going to pass because it's not signed, it doesn't make sense to add it. So we need to figure out, are we making that motion, or do we need to hang on for a minute and go get that, is what I'm trying to figure out.
The motion is made.
Okay.
And it's been seconded.
And we're in the discussion portion now.
So that people know if they want to vote yes or no, so we don't move.
Okay.
Go backwards
and forwards. Well, I have a call for the question.
Well, that has to be voted on. Aurora's called for the question to vote on the motion. And so we will now call those in favor of the question.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Hey, Robin?
Yeah.
I heard we're voting on a motion to approve the question, or I'm not clear on what exactly we're voting on.
Okay, it's that's fine, Alan. The question means that she wants to end the discussion on the motion to approve the contract of the superintendent as shared with the board. It's been moved and seconded.
To end the discussion?
And we are doing the discussion, but now Aurora would like to end the discussion. I'm still looking for more discussion, but there are two votes right now to end the discussion.
Me too.
So the consequence of ending the discussion means we then do what? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Then we vote on the agenda.
Then we vote on the agenda.
Okay, and the agenda was amended, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm okay with voting on ending the discussion.
Okay.
Okay. So that's four. Motion carries.
Okay.
Okay, so we are now on... We've approved that, we've amended it, so now we move on to board business.
We haven't voted on the...
To approve the... Yeah. I thought that this was the approval. This was just to amend it.
Yeah,
okay, now we will have a vote as to adopt the meeting agenda as
amended.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we adopt a meeting as...
As amended.
Amended.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
Did she mean to approve the agenda
I'll second
as amended?
It.
As
yes,
amended, with the moving A, the approve the contract of the superintendent as shared with the board.
She kind of glitched there for a second.
Would you repeat the motion as you heard it, please?
Okay. The motion has been made to approve the agenda as amended, with A being approve the contract of the superintendent as shared with the board.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was first.
And it's been moved. I need a second.
Alan seconded.
Alan? I seconded.
All right, thank you.
I second.
Discussion.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we follow our steps, because you know we have some legal obligations. We are responsible for and liable for any issues that come up. So if we can approve the contract, and we have a copy of a signed contract,
yeah, that needs to. We'll have to take a recess to do that because you it's nice if we have time to be able to prepare that for you. I'm glad that you caught it, but it is at the meeting, so it's a bit surprising to all of us that it wasn't, you know, we didn't know to do that. So I do apologize. So I hate the idea of bringing people out and sending them away. So I'm probably going to have to run around and do that. So it probably is going to be about a half an hour for me to head over to the district office, get that printed and over here, if that's what we are doing, if that's what we're ready to do. But I would hate to send our audience away because we didn't know that there was something that maybe you already knew.
So what exactly, I'm still a bit in.
Aurora's saying that she doesn't want to approve.
What are you going to do for that?
I'm going to go run over to the district office. Okay. I'm going to go get the final copy of the contract. I'm going to bring it over here, get Tabitha and the board chair to sign it so that we have a signed copy. Because Aurora says if it's not a signed copy, then it is not legally the right direction to go. So I've got to fix that because I didn't know before right now.
Hey, quick. Can I ask
Yes, Alan, go ahead.
Aurora, the concern you raised was taking the oath, the person needs to be an employee, is that correct?
Well, yeah, not necessarily just the oath. There's a lot of resolutions that we have to pass to give the superintendent the authority to be our operations person. And that requires resolutions that I think are really critical that could, you know, not that there's gonna be any problems, but we just need to follow the right steps.
I know that I signed after when I took this position. I'll tell you that I did sign after. But that doesn't mean it was right. We were doing distance things and I wasn't over here, but it was legal. It didn't hinder our work, but we can do it however you choose to do it.
So we have a motion on the table that we go ahead and sign it all now, because Alan and I are in a situation that, and same with Tabitha, she came a long ways. So my agenda from my perspective is that we are approving it all. You will get the right things to Tabitha to sign and we're gonna be fine. It just might be a half an hour out of order.
Well, it just to some degree raises that question of, you know, and I will state that I'm okay with what Susie just said. You know, we need to do it right. At the same time, I think that the exact sequence of events, you know, critical, but at the same time, we got to be flexible, I think. But it raises the question of the concept of employee, because there's also, you know, the W-4s and I-9s and all that that technically have to be signed for somebody to be considered an employee. Are those going to be an issue, or have those already been done, or...
Those won't be done until next week after July 1.
Did you hear that?
Okay.
Well, yeah. Maybe we can do it by the end of this week, but I'm not sure. Lori's in.
But we can get the contract signed this evening before we proceed.
Or we could proceed. We can get the contract signed after the meeting. It just depends.
And have the contract signed after the meeting.
That's what Susie's proposing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay, because I believe there's a concept of an oral contract as well, and I'm okay with public acknowledgement that we're moving forward.
Okay.
But as long as that's if there's a strong case against that, then we should consider it. But if there's not a strong case against it, then I'm okay with moving forward via oral contract and then signing it as a formality, you know, within a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, so we have...
At any rate, we will need to have a contract signed before we leave this evening.
There will be a contract signed before we leave this evening.
Before you take off. I'll go in there and get that printed. It's not on my computer. It's on Janice's, but I'll get in there and get that.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then we're going to have to take a recess. Well,
Their move was to just move forward and sign after the meeting with good intent that verbally in a public meeting we're agreeing to the contract as it's been agreed on.
Okay, and that's been moved, and Alan has seconded it. We've had discussion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'll Aye. Say thank you.
Believe, that's right.
Okay, and I'll, and those opposed? And one opposed. Okay, motion carries. We are now going to have a short recess.
No, we're not.
We're not? You're going to be able to...
No. The oath of approval. We're going to go to the contract.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, we're going to move on now then. So we go to Board Business A.
That's... Isn't that the contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. Superintendent shared with the board. All right, so we've taken care of that. Now we go on to oath of office.
We move to put that on as an action item, so we do need to take a vote on the approval of contract.
Okay.
And that's a verbally recognized contract. At this point, we'll sign it after the meeting.
Okay.
So that we can...
So do I have a motion to approve the contract for the superintendent as a verbal agreement or accordingly now and with a signed contract before the end of this meeting?
This...
I make that motion with all those words.
And do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed?
Maybe.
One opposed?
So what I'm going to do really fast is I am going to call Janice. No one's in the office. I know she shouldn't be in, but I'm going to call her and have her get that ready while we're finishing the meeting so she can get that over here, and I'll meet her in the parking lot.
All right,
so
thank you.
It's going to take me just a second.
She'll All right.
Answer. She can run over and do that one.
Okay, so the motion carried. Avanti's making a call right now to Janice, so just give us a moment. Would have been nice if we'd seen something in advance sometime today, called Avanti or myself to fix the agenda so we wouldn't have to go through this.
Well, and it also would have been nice to get a copy of the signed contract before we came today and it'd be on the agenda.
Well, I believe that Janice sent out a copy of the contract to all of us to look at. And did not realize that we'd have to have that signed in advance. But figured we'd just get it signed at the meeting tonight.
That wasn't even on the agenda, though, so it didn't the agenda didn't reflect that.
She's running it over.
I see that. I missed that. And if someone else had picked it up, it would have been nice to have given us a heads up so we could avoid this.
I'll have it here as soon as possible.
It'd be nice if you knew what you were doing.
Oh, thank you, Aurora. I appreciate that.
Sorry.
The good thing is we're...
Yeah, that's your character.
We're going to work as a
What's
team.
That?
So we'll be all right.
The good thing is we're making progress.
Yep.
We're resolved.
All right.
We'll figure it out. Okay, so she's... we can go ahead and move on since we're...
Okay, so now we move to the oath of office. And Mrs. Myers, if you would stand up.
Excited to all raise
your right hand.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, Tabitha Myers.
Bon, can you move the camera?
Here we go.
Thanks.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the State of Washington.
And the State of Washington.
And will faithfully perform the duties
and will faithfully perform the duties
of superintendent slash secretary
of superintendent slash secretary
of Manson School District number 19
of Manson School District number 19
in the county of Chelan
in the county of Chelan
state of Washington
state of Washington
according to the best of my ability
according to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
They're shaking from the computer screen.
And we'll have you sign this when you come up and sign the contract and so on.
Yeah, we have lots of signatures today for you.
Lots of signatures. All right, that brings us to business, Board Resolution 062723A through 062723G, with the corrected dates on D and G.
So I can pull those up so you can see what we're talking about. I can even do them all one by one, but what you'll notice is that on D, up here on the screen, it's okay if she started earlier, but we'll go ahead and change that 2020-2023. It's marked in red, and it's on our official copy. Again, I can't get on the screen to change that, but that one is what he's talking about there. Everything else is good. And then I will show you the other one. And I know that Janice would definitely apologize for this. It's she was trying to get these together. And you can see that 2020 is now at 2023. So on our copies, it's been redlined. It says 2023, which is official, just like we do in minutes. But if anybody has anything beyond that, that's what you're speaking to, D and G.
Great. Okay. Yep. Okay, so I would like a motion to approve Board Resolution 062723A through 062723G, with the corrected dates on D and G, as attached hereto and made a part of the record.
I make a motion to
resolution
approve what you said.
23A through 627-23G is attached hereto and made part of the record.
Thank you.
Okay, Aurora made the motion. Alan, would you like to second it?
I will second it.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. All right. I can't end the meeting yet because we need a signature, so we're going to wait. I don't believe that we need you two to witness that. If you'd like to stay and witness it, you certainly may.
Email or text me if you need me to get back on.
Okay, well, what we will need from the two of you is, as soon as you get back in the district, we need your signatures.
Next Monday.
Okay.
I'll be back Saturday night. I can come in Monday morning.
Great. Thank you both. Thanks for attending.
You're very
All
welcome.
Right. Thank you.
All Congratulations, right. Tabitha.
Thank you, Alan and Susie. I appreciate you joining in via Zoom.
You bet. Technology is wonderful.
It is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night and weekend. All
right. Oh, okay. You, I'm going out to get it right now.
Woo. Okay, good.
Bye.
Bye bye.
It's a good thing. It is. Don't have to drive far.
That's
the
only Okay. I brought two copies of it, but
okay.
You only need one of them.
Tabitha, could I have you come up, please?
I feel like we should take pictures or something. Literally, let me grab you a pen. Here you go.
Yeah, we don't want that.
You're taking communion.
It is.
Okay. So.
I've done that before.
Tabitha, would you like to come around
and
have a seat?
Okay. Would you prefer that I come in and take a seat?
Up to you.
I know. I taught for a long time.
Oh,
so,
that's
you know,
true.
I don't really need a seat so much. Here we go.
This would be the 27th day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of June.
June. Great.
There we go.
Ooh, wonderful.
That one is ready. Okay.
And oath of office.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
think I'm
it says
here.
Official administering oath.
This is you.
Okay,
yeah, that's
you
her
sign
phone
here.
Yeah.
We're all good. And your address, oddly enough.
I did this yesterday in Palisades for the new superintendent.
For the new superintendent.
I did.
And why don't you go ahead and sign this part of this contract? Yeah. A. It's going to go all the way to G, honey.
Let's see. So
thank you for
this,
attesting.
I don't know if we should fill that in yet when we have a couple of the board members that won't be signing it
no,
yet.
No, you're okay. They all accepted
okay,
it.
Okay. So
accepted it at the meeting. 27th
here, correct?
Of June.
Yeah. Is that right, honey?
Yes, you are the attester.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure.
B.
Okay.
Okay, here comes oath of office. That's
okay.
Just you. That's you. And
both?
You. Well, yes, it is actually. You administer it and you do it.
Okay.
Don't worry there. That's just you. Okay, you just did B. All right,
yep.
Let's get you to C.
Okay. I don't think C has
you mean
a signature.
C has
pages.
To end. Sorry about that.
C is a long one. Two-pager.
Yes, it is.
And this one is signed.
Okay. And then here you go. Here comes A.
Okay.
I'll keep them in order. That's what
all
I'm
right.
doing here.
Yeah.
Good work.
This is what Janice does. D. Note the red correction there because we have
it.
The date.
Perfect.
Off. Sorry
great
about
job
that.
Catching it.
Mm-hmm. That goes with this. This stays right here. That's our contract.
There we go.
Okay. And then we go to E.
Got it.
Another pen if that one's running out, Robin.
This pen keeps.
This is exciting stuff. Oh, they left. They were like, okay, we're on signatures. We're good. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we
okay.
go. You're on to
okay.
B and G.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just kind of keep going down the line. Here comes C. C's a two-pager.
Okay.
So you're going to be on page two.
So you're just.
These are all ones you looked at.
On D, the one that has the date error?
Yes.
It's just being slashed in.
It has to be in red. It's how you do that in the minutes, too. That's how you have to make it official. We can't, we have to leave it red.
Well, it's not red, it's orange.
Oh, well, I was close. She'll go over it with red. I was looking everywhere for red. It's mighty close. She can go right over the top of it with red. Okay. That's the front page of C, but it's okay.
Yeah, we'll just send that here.
Did you already do B? Did I send it down the line already? I must have.
Which one? Nope, one more.
We have two more after that.
Two
so,
more. Okay.
Yep. I'll come down this end and take this back. Okay. That's the top of C. Perfect. A, B, C, D, E, and then you've got G. And then once we're done, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Got it all?
We do, yep. Just making sure I've got everything we need there.
Last one?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations, Superintendent Myers.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the district. We were very happy to have you. And thank you, family members.
Thank you all for making it a special meeting
thank
to
you.
Do this. I know
okay.
you're all busy. I appreciate it.
All right, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Oh, I got the right time.
6:29.
Thank you. I'm like,
I don't have Janice.
There's only a few things.
So
yeah, I'm like, oh,
I know. It's always nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
thank
so much.
You.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, this is so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
Marshall.
Thank you.
Yes.
Don't
see
you again.
See
you
later.
Welcome to Nansen.
A little,
she told
I
me
the blue
in the hat.
I
yeah.
see blue.
Thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
thank
here.
You.
Thanks for joining
thank
us.
You.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too.
What's your name?
My name's Allie. Oh, now officially nice.
Oh my gosh, look how beautiful
isn't
that
it?
Is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Ours has been dealing with all the white.
Look at that. Thank you, Greg.
There's a little blue room.
Yeah.